Hey, Out and About listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome to a Friday mini episode with my very good friend, financial pop star, Mrs. Dow Jones, who is here to teach us how to get rich, how to invest, and how to not be intimidated by investing.
Yeah.
Is that a good introduction for us? We're doing like an informational, almost, is this almost an informational interview we're doing?
It's
like
probably Q&A. The most
is
informational it? One
we want to help. Yeah. Man, we want to help Man Mafia. Well, is that what it is?
Now, do I need to buy Doja Coin? Or Doja Cat? Okay.
Now he's got to buy Doja. You can buy the Celine purse that Mrs. Dow showed up with.
I know. I want to do a purse reveal later in the show. But I'm excited you're here. Thank you for coming on such short notice.
Oh,
she was late.
Oh my God. I'm so excited to be here. I'm such a fan. Man Mafia.
Ooh.
I saw you all at the live show.
Goonfest. She was there physically. Mentally, she was on another planet.
As everyone was.
What were you on that day, dear?
Oh, I was on a nice little cocktail of just hard work and, you know, waking up 5 a.m.
Ice bath.
Provençal rosés.
Bandol. As they say.
You know what time Haley gets up in the morning?
No, probably
guess,
early.
Guess.
Yes.
Well, for someone who's like smart and like financially stable and wealthy and like financially smart, she probably gets up whatever time the stock opens.
Earlier.
You got 7 a.m.
When it opens, you have to have been up.
7 a.m.
That's got to be like your midnight.
What time does it open?
I'm up at 5.
What time is the stock open?
Well, it depends what country you're in.
Ooh, she's an international.
Yes.
Well, I know Kris Jenner has to get up early because she lives on the West Coast and she has to get up for East Coast time here. So she probably gets up same time,
exactly,
at 5 o'clock in the morning.
She's always walking on her treadmill, doing emails.
Yeah, by like 7:30 in the morning, yeah. It's like lunchtime for
exactly.
You.
Exactly. That's what, right now, midnight.
So now is midnight?
What time did you go to bed?
Oh, very early.
I'm sorry. What time did you black out?
Very early. They like think that I'm like, that I like love to party because I brought rosé, but really it's just like I'm having a case of the Mondays. I thought we could relax with a glass of French wine, but there's not.
From 2019.
Yeah, very
popular. It was a good year.
It was an amazing year.
Now, Joy was 19 in 2019.
Exactly. Yeah,
believe it or not.
I didn't expect to have to bring an opener, but I guess.
We've been friends for a long time, Haley.
Yeah, so let's go back to that opening where you said, my good friend.
You don't feel that way.
No, because I sort of thought, okay, in terms of tiers, am I on the best?
Right.
You know?
You're definitely on the best.
Yeah,
you're
so
definitely
like,
on the best.
So let's sort of maybe we redo that part.
Maybe we break it down.
Yeah.
Maybe we do a new intro right now even.
But
welcome
I
with my best friend, Haley.
Yes,
2014.
You guys don't even know what we've been through.
It's been.
You met in 2014.
It's been a wild.
Where did you guys meet?
We were working at David Letterman.
The two
as
worst
pages.
Employees there.
Horrible. And then we would see each other around town, like at, and we would both call.
What were you doing over there? Were you doing financial work at the time or no?
Production. So she was in charge of Letterman's financials, believe it or not.
You were doing production stuff.
Honey, we were doing.
We were on bathroom duty.
Yeah,
we were not doing production stuff. Now we would like open the door for the bathroom. We were full service, like service people.
Did he sexually assault either of you?
Try.
Oh God, I wish she tried.
Yeah.
She stole his glasses off.
I'd suck his dick.
Letterman's.
Yeah. I think he's cute.
Were you the one who blackmailed him?
I wanted to.
Yeah.
It was part of my 5-year plan.
It was part of her 5-year.
Unfortunately, there was nothing to blackmail with.
What was he doing? Was he sleeping with him or was he just doing a little grab ass in the hallway?
Just a little grab.
You know how these woke people are. Him because they were so worried that he was going to get himself in another like intern
you
situation.
You weren't even allowed to be around him.
Yeah,
he would lock himself in a room. We were talking before the show a little bit about, and I bring it up every show, Joey's recent weight loss. Now you have some familial experience with Ozempics.
Oh, well, my dad is on a different one called, I'm going to say, we're breaking the story
do
here.
A free are you sponsored by Big Pharma?
100%.
Okay.
I'm going to write it down.
WeGovy.
WeGovy.
Like
G-O-V-E-Y.
And he's lost truly 50 pounds.
Joey, he's a different person.
And he's like, so I asked him what he wanted to eat for his 65th birthday, thinking, oh, this will be fun. Like, we're going to like go out for a special meal. He goes, soup.
Yeah.
Get it, girl.
The man is major. So, I know. I'm like, mindset shift. Okay. Mindset
and then he
shift.
Just made, you went out to breakfast or you went out to dinner and he just made fun of the food the whole
yeah,
time.
Yeah. Now he yucks your yum. The food comes and he goes, oh, you're going to eat that? Okay.
He does full body
well,
shame.
My, right? I don't yeah. think mine is like, not made for that. I mean, it's made for like something else. I think the Cosette, what is it called?
Ozempic. Diabetes or
Ozempic.
Something?
No, I don't have diabetes, but it's,
Yeah.
I'm trying to get it, but it was from, I think it's like one of the side effects is you can have weight loss from it, but this one is designed for weight loss.
Yeah. And it's really good.
I wish I switched to this one.
I know
one.
A girl who lost a shit ton of weight on this as well.
But tell them how much money that you, tell Haley how much money you spent on Uber Eats. Because we're going to break open the books here.
So that was my goal of this episode was, can we go through Joey's financial statements? I would love to
no.
do.
You can't go too deep on, you go too deep. You come out too hot with wanting to go through people's financial statements. Like she wanted access to my bank account. Yes. Like when she has like, no, like we can do like a brief overview.
It wouldn't
I know I spend money on Ubers and I'm ordering in. That's what I spend my money on. I take Ubers back and forth every day to work.
But that's $100 a day?
No.
How much?
It's like $30 each way.
You, okay. to me, strike me as someone who has high revenue and high expenses.
I don't have high expenses. I don't have anything. I just have my apartment.
And, but you know,
which
saying,
is
like,
which is filled to the brim with luxury goods.
But no, I'm actually going to I'm actually cord cutting this week.
Oh, what do you mean?
Hell yeah.
I'm cutting my cord because I pay like $350 a month in for cable at my house.
What channels do you have?
I have all the service on both on two TVs. I have like the DVR and like I've Spectrum. So I have in my living room and my other room, they're only 6 feet apart from each other. So, but I like, if I want to lay in my bed, I want to have it. If I have people who are trying to watch the Oscars or something, I have live TV.
It's always,
you have it in the great room as well.
The great room.
Correct.
So I think now I'm doing a thing. I found out about
his apartment.
I found out about YouTube TV. So I'm signing on to YouTube TV and I'm returning my boxes, just doing internet. That's it.
It's actually good, YouTube TV.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, YouTube TV, but that's expensive too.
No, it's only $65 a month for up to six devices.
With internet up to, this is sponsored by YouTube TV.
Six devices and you don't need, and you have DVR for unlimited DVR.
What subscriptions are you not, like what subscriptions are so worth it for you? Like what are your fixed expenses besides
HBO
rent?
HBO Max, Hulu, Spotify.
There's a couple internet ones that you're
Netflix.
Not mentioning. Gooners.
And then in terms of Uber Eats, like, do you feel like you're really...
I do Seamless before Uber Eats. Uber Eats is just is trash.
With Seamless, are you doing True. Every time a new restaurant or do you have like your standards? And the reason I ask is like, are you getting value from your orders?
Well,
a lot of times, like,
no, I overorder and I throw it all out. I have a fear of not having enough. And like, overbuy and I always over hoard. I'm an overpacker. Mm-hmm. I
overprepare. But you do that too, Haley, when you like ordering.
Yeah, no, I'm the thing for like my relationship and what I teach about money is value-based spending. So actually spending more on the things that make your life better and just ruthlessly cutting everything else.
No, I should be spending money on the gym, but I don't go there. I should be spending money. No, I just spend money on food and
but you could
buy clothes.
So in your bank account, do you have a lot in savings?
No, it's in my checking account.
Yeah, so that's in your that is my nightmare.
Yeah, I should move it somewhere to my checking.
You need
to savings.
You need to have a high yield savings account, and you're going to put 6 months of in their emergency fund.
Six months of what?
6 months of bare bones living expenses.
How much should I put there?
Well, how much does it cost to be you a month?
Oh my God.
Like with like rent.
Oh my God.
But if you were doing a month where you weren't being like
crazy.
Yeah.
Just my bills.
Like say times were tough. Okay. Barstool went under, everything went under. You had no cheese it.
I just have my rent.
Makeup artist. Yeah.
And my phone.
And you would need food.
Yeah.
And so what number is that? Let's say it's $6,000.
$25,000. No, not $6,000.
Say five for the hell
of
it.
Do you do math?
I'm trying to do math now. Trying to find my phone, the bills.
It's been a while since she's worked at the Tedeschi's.
Yeah, I could probably get away with it for
let's say
like
five.
Four.
for what I could get with.
Let's say five. Five times six, 30. And the reason I'm saying 6 months for Joey is because he's an artist. And so he has unstable income. So it's not like I would rather have you have more of an emergency fund than less. But really, it's 3 to 6 months.
Okay, good.
So you have a $30,000 in a high yield savings account. I like Capital One. You want to make sure it's FDIC approved.
Well, I have Bank of America.
Bank of America's, you need to switch banks as well.
Why? Is Bank of America bad?
Yeah.
Why?
There's just like a lot. We can go into it in another show. We can do a conspiracy show.
Let's break it down now. I use Lehman Brothers, believe it or not.
No. There's just other banks that are better.
Which one's better? I like them because there was a, like when I, cash
you're probably
was big,
just getting charged a lot of like, yeah, but you're probably getting charged like a lot of random fees that you're not aware of. But it's okay.
I don't check my bank account. It gives me anxiety.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I feel like I don't want this conversation to give you anxiety either. Right. Like I want it to be that we're focusing on one thing per day. And really, when you have so much money in cash in a checking account that's not earning interest, that's just sitting there.
Yeah.
You work so hard. Why can't your money work for you?
Ooh.
You know?
So where do I put it? Is a regular savings account fine?
No. It has to be high yield savings account. We're going to put $30,000 in there. And then the rest of your money, I want it to be invested.
But what kind of return do you get on $30,000 in a high yield
savings? It's not savings? About
like,
having
but
a
like,
return.
What is like the, what's like the interest rate on a high yield savings account versus regular? Is it like 5%, 4%? Like that's high yield?
No, right now if he has a savings account at Bank of America, it's probably 0.01%.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's shit. It's literally nothing.
What bank should I switch to?
Chase? Like Chase, yeah. But it's not sponsored, but I like Chase. Yeah. It's pretty actually easy.
Chase
to,
by my house, I think. What about Wells good. Fargo?
Wells Fargo's good too.
But my Bank of America is the trashiest one.
Bank of America is just like, I feel like you get into it when you're young with them. That's like they're always like at like the college fairs.
Yeah.
And then you sort of
college
just,
fairs.
Yeah, they're always college
they're
fairs.
They're doing a lot of college work. Yeah, they're college doing, reach out.
They're so into college and it's just like, okay.
They're really into, it's a no fee checking. Yes. It's all this. And then once daddy gets some money, then
yeah,
that's
you
that.
Level up.
But I'll get you this credit card with your college logo
yes,
on it. It's
exactly.
So cool, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh.
The biggest thing is like figuring out your money flow. So like right now you're actually in a great place, Joey, because you have more money. Like it's not like you're in debt. You just have money sitting that's not working for you.
Right.
Whereas we could be investing that money and earning.
But what else can you do other than a high yield savings? Like, I feel like so many people when they hear we're doing full investing, we're doing partial finance. I feel like so many people when they're like, you need to invest your money, you need to do this.
Well, you.
It's like, okay, people are intimidated because like, oh my God, I only have, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 to put towards something. It's not even worth doing it. But you're saying there is a place to start.
Yeah. So first of all, you don't start with investing. Most people's financial journeys start with saving an emergency fund, which is, you know, what we're talking about with Joey, and with paying off debt. You know, most of us have consumer debt. We have, you know, lots of credit card bills that we ignore and that we sort of just live with the fear and the anxiety, and we don't really ever take care of it.
Yeah.
And so the first thing that you want to do, and actually have a free debt payoff program on financesschool.com. And I also have a free emergency fund calculator. So both of those.
Is that all on that website you showed me?
Yes, totally. I have amazing free services because I don't, I mean, obviously it's my job to do this, but it's also like, it's important to help people.
Do you have not a real job. Do you have like a business or like, do you go to an office or like you,
yes,
or,
is yeah,
or,
yes.
or are you just like an invest, like a person, like a, your own entity?
No, I have a company and we have an office.
Okay.
You
and that's
come
what your financial advising office.
I'm a financial
office.
Pop star.
You are, but yeah. What is your company? Is your company
my
financial advisor?
My company is a financial education company.
So is that, what's the difference between education and advising?
So I'm not telling you, hey, Joey, buy this stock tomorrow. I'm not doing like Martha Stewart insider trading vibes.
She has a new restaurant in Vegas.
I know. I want to go to the
what's
Bedford.
What's it called?
The Bedford.
You want to go?
Yeah.
Is that because she lives in Bedford?
Yes. It's so it smart. Is, the, it branding, is. The branding.
The branding.
The branding.
You know, Haley actually used to sing the blues,
it's
Joey?
It's true.
You said it earlier. I'm excited to hear.
Yes.
I'm trying to log into I got swindled into buying stocks one day and I'm trying to
what kinds of stocks
which,
did
I don't
you
know
buy
what it
Dogecoin
is.
I feel like
no it was an advertiser. See, I have $406.
Ooh,
that's amazing. Is this on? And this is on public.
Public. Can so you I, press buttons and make it more money for me, please?
I am. I'm on
it's
public.
It's as simple
too.
As that.
It was an ad from one of my podcasts, and I did it years ago. They gave me like $300-$500 to fuck with, and
you're only down 90.
So the biggest thing is like. Yeah. Think about it like makeup, you know, with makeup, like you're not going to buy just one eyeshadow Because then what if you buy that one eyeshadow and you don't like it? The best thing,
I could buy all little versions of things.
You could buy a palette, which is basically like a fun. It's
Pantone. Called well, this ETF. Palette I would buy. I would the colors I would want is Amazon, Apple, Meta.
Well, you could do the you buy the S&P 500.
McDonald's.
And you get exposure to all of the 500 biggest companies in America.
Can you press that button?
Yeah, we can buy mutual funds.
Are we about to buy a real stock right now on the show? Yeah.
I had a Beyond Burger last night. I'm burping it up now. It's disgusting.
We're going to buy,
it's vegan burgers.
We're going to buy the VOO.
Did I make money yet?
It's a Vanguard.
now the Dow is down.
Now the Dow is down.
Is that what people say when you black out and you fall over drunk? Now the Dow is down tonight. When she falls over drunk.
Or like me like feeling depressed.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. The Dow is down. Yeah. Like I had sex with a doctor once. He was like going to school for he was a doctor. But he was going to school for like some extra doctor work. And we had sex. And when he fucked me, I text my friend, the doctor is in.
You're a boss.
You go, the patient has been serviced.
Yeah.
Oh. You were going to guess Haley's.
I feel overwhelmed because I don't want anyone listening to think that like the way that you, like I want them to feel like they have like actionable steps to take control of their finances from the beginning.
Well, list them out one by one.
Yeah. How do we get to this website? Should I go on it?
It's really financeiscool.com.
What is it called?
Financeiscool.com.
Okay, got it.
You go to that website. There are free tools to help you pay off debt and understand how much your emergency fund should be. And I also have a ton of free videos on YouTube and content on Instagram. But if you really want to invest in yourself, you take Start Here, which is my Money 101 course. It's literally Start Here. Like if you're like, I have no idea what's going on with my finances, you take Start Here. And then once you're through that and you feel like, okay, I have extra money that I want to put towards the stock market, but I don't really understand it. I don't know where to start. The right place to start is not to like take your cousin's advice and to like start like buying random like Doja coins, whatever. Right. The right place to start is educating yourself. And it's not that hard to learn.
Trish, do you have any crypto coin?
I do.
Do you really have crypto money?
Yeah, I think I'm down like 15K on Ethereum.
Yeah,
it's not great.
But what
I
is?
I bought it. I was like, I'm gonna buy a bunch of this, and I did. And then I went down.
But how do you? What is? Can you explain to me? That's what I think people want to know. Is what the fuck? What is crypto money? And what is like Bitcoin? What does it mean? Is it just money on the internet a bank isn't holding up a certain amount of money for? Is it like, are you an investor in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are you buying part of, are you paying like toward a goal? Like, so they get, you know, so that's like the lottery.
Well, okay. So there's a lot of investments that.
Now she will have a gluten-free cupcake on the website.
Joey like thinks I'm gluten free. I'm not.
Yeah, why do you keep
Stop
pushing gluten free? Why do you keep pushing
she's skinny
gluten?
As a needle?
Oh right, God, so here we go. Now they're starting to get into this thing.
Okay, we got the.
Hold on,
do you have fed in your purse?
What is it?
Do you have can I go through?
You were
purse?
Obsessed with the purse.
Yeah, go through my purse.
You know enough about this money mumbo jumbo. Yeah. Let's go through the purse,
guys. Just follow Mrs. Dow Jones. Yes. I'll actually take care of you. I don't know if I can do it.
Now, did you have to have Susie Orman eat your pussy out to get to where you are today?
Yeah, Susie has eaten me out a few.
Is she a lesbian, you know Susie?
Yes,
she's.
Susie is a lesbian.
Full dyke.
Yes, she's barn dyke.
One of the best. But I don't have enough in there. Well,
nothing
in here. I was rushed.
Literally, there's not even a bag of Coke back there.
Oh my God. I know. I didn't even bring a lip gloss. I'm so boring. Yeah.
Do you
want to
go through my wallet?
Yes. I have the worst wallet right now.
Go through her wallet, Joey.
Go through my wallet.
Okay, let's go through Joey's.
We're going to go through Joey's wallet. Careful. Okay. There's going to be something there that can get you a buzz.
Louis Vuitton.
Okay.
Okay.
Vax card. Sheep alert. Bob.
He did get the Vax.
Okay, oh, good.
Someone went to Lilia.
Yeah, someone went to Lilia. What else do we have?
Never forget.
Didn't even know that that was in there.
That's my card.
That's a key card for the office.
Okay, zip card.
That's, I know that's important.
We got a health insurance card.
There's AAA.
We got.
There's an FDIC member card.
There's something that's, oh, over
that's
here
where the
is
good
where.
Stuff is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, where's everything here? Ooh la la. We got a debit card. Oh, daddy's got a platinum.
Yes. Oh, she got reinstated.
I like with the metal. Okay.
Now you'll notice the face of this is defaced.
This is his fake ID.
This is Joey's fake ID.
Why do you have so many?
Tamara Oliver. This is what literally Joey uses this as a fake ID.
So funny.
Oh, these are all your different businesses. Shop NGJ.
Hold them up
LLC.
To the camera, babes.
What okay. Else? Family member.
Oh, is that that's a cop card?
Yes. If you got pulled over, you say, I'm a cop.
PBA? Oh, it's metal.
Oh my, look, how did you get this good of a license picture?
Just hold it up to the camera.
That's what I do here.
Wait, are you kidding me?
This is outrageous.
You should do a tutorial on how to do.
It's called chin on a fence.
Oh my God.
Like this. Put your chin up, put it on the fence, put it down.
Try it right now, Haley. Chin on a fence.
And it gives you, this is very, where's your keys?
This is insane. I leave it open.
You leave your house open.
I leave the house open.
I leave it open. No, I'm kidding. I have them.
I have it locked
somewhere. Wait, Joe, you're looking amazing in this.
Thank you.
La la.
What year did I take that?
Don't worry. I'll pack yours up too, honey. Okay. So we've got some credit going on. I see that you are a Costco member. I wish you would invite me and Pat. We like to buy in bulk.
Come over whenever.
We have a DJ's VIP card.
Throw that out.
Doesn't matter how small. So explain, who is this?
Tamar
exactly?
Oliver. I found that in the 90s. Or whatever that was from. I fell on the ground. I never gave it up.
So should we look her up?
Yeah, you should.
I looked her up. She doesn't live there anymore.
Did you know that Haley actually tried to steal Sandra to go work for her last time?
Well, I would too.
You know, Pat literally said, Sandra's amazing, Haley. You should
I know. Sandra is one of the hardest work people I know.
And then, I could tell at Pride, I was like, ooh, honey, this is a good one.
And then now Mama had about 2 Pink Whitneys. And next thing you know, she's over there offering her money. She goes, what do they pay you? Sandra's saying.
I said, double it.
But then she said double it. But then Sandra is so
loyal.
I'm going to
give her dental.
Us.
She's going to get braces if she works for me.
She already
has them.
Show me. Oh my God.
She had jaw surgery.
I'm going to give you dental. We have dental at Barstool Sports.
I didn't know that.
Luckily, Sandra is very, very loyal to us.
Do you need an overweight comedian with self-esteem issues over at the office?
100%. But I don't know where I'm seeing one.
Well, no, no.
I see a skinny legend.
No, I have pussy.
I see an underweight. Stop.
What about a skinny with rage issues?
Oh my God. Remember the alcohol when you said he was the alcoholic from Boston?
Yeah.
That was you really were?
That was too good. I was like, yes.
You are an alcoholic from Boston.
No, I'm not. That's the old me.
The old you are.
Oh, from Franklin, Mass. Yeah, do you know who that picture was I was sending you?
Who?
That guy?
Who?
The guy I sent you said I hooked up in the bathroom.
You hooked up with the guy in the bathroom, the Jersey Shore?
No, I sent you the picture just today.
Yes.
Do you know who that is?
No.
He's from your neighbor. He grew up next door to you on your street.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he
That's
did.
That's not my next door neighbor.
Yes,
it's your brother.
He lives on your street.
It's my brother. Joey's been banging my brother.
He said he lives
on
your street.
But you have a man? You have a cool man in your life?
No. This is a guy that I met at a club. He said he's your neighbor.
I have no idea who that is.
He lives on your street in Franklin.
That's simply untrue. That's
he's
not,
a queen.
He's lying to you.
Oh, are you sure?
He's a huge liar.
Never seen that man in my life. Joey got hoodworked.
Well, I didn't give him any special treatment.
That was his
joke? He goes, hey, I used to live next to Trish.
Well, that's what he
said. You guys try that if you've seen Joey out.
I was wondering why you weren't responding. He was like, he's talking up like your parents are friends and stuff. He knew everyone, your family's names and everything.
Let's call him. Do you have his number?
He knows like your parents' names and everything.
That's weird. It's a stalker.
Do you have his number?
Oh, I would love to have his number.
Pat, what about your finances?
My finances are on fleek, no cap.
Pat is dating a rich guy.
You know, I met him.
I know.
It's not that rich. It's new money.
Rolex. And that's the thing. You don't want to spend money to look rich.
Correct.
No.
There's nothing trashier than that. Nothing trashier than flashy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the worst.
You want to look like an undercover billionaire. You know what Bill Gates wears? Like freaking cargo shorts.
Yeah.
Warren Buffett. I mean, the man is like Hawaiian shirt. Like it's like
fully.
These are people who are not flaunting their wealth because guess what? Their money is compounding. Their money is working for them.
Doing like
they're not
MSNBC.
At Gucci.
This
they're not at Rolex.
Where are they at?
They're at
Gap.
Not even.
Not really.
They're not. They're wearing something that they thrifted.
Oh,
Barbara Streisand is famous. She only shops at thrift stores.
And she has a mall in her house.
She has a mall?
You didn't know that.
Barbara has a mall in her house?
She has a full mall in her house.
A shopping mall?
Yes. Look it up right now. Barbara Streisand
with
mall.
Employees?
How did you not know that?
With employees. It's like North Korea, her house. They have fake things.
She has like a frozen yogurt place there.
Barbara Streisand?
Barbara Streisand mall.
No, Barbara Streisand mall.
Mall basement.
Barbara Streisand has a mall in her basement.
I'm going to see it.
Are you kidding me?
How do you not know this? This is like, there's I'm no breaking a story.
What do you have in your basement?
Storage.
Floods.
Yeah. I have you. I usually stay there.
I usually stay in Haley's basement.
It's true.
Haley and I have been vacationing together for many years.
She does have a mall.
It's a verb.
Haley and I summer together. We've been doing that for many
years.
Show me a photo, Joe.
It's pretty.
Oh, that's very bizarre. She has an actual mall in her basement.
It's more of like a village, a little outdoor. It's a sweet shop.
Okay, so that's maybe that's like cute. Taking it too far, like being like I'm normal, where you like build yourself like a recreation.
That's too much, for sure.
Yeah,
that is funny.
Is there any one celebrity that you like really want to like find out what they spend, like who you want to audit. A friend of mine used to work at Amex, and they would go through, because they have all the Kardashians
oh
on there.
Oh my God, I
they
love
would,
that.
They would like sneaky look in the back they end to audit. See what they spent on things, which is super fucking
What do they
silly.
Buy a lot of?
I think it's just like literally everything on their, like their Amex. Like they do their jets, they do everything, and they would go through and look. That's my nightmare. I don't want anyone to look at my finances.
Yeah, why is that?
Oh, they're not.
It's just
much
like private.
Online.
Yeah, it's like you look through finances. It's like,
well, I live so publicly. Like, you know, I put everything out there. If I went to a restaurant, I'm saying I'm at this restaurant. If I bought something, I'm like, look what I bought. It's like, I don't have those problems where like you're buying like islands in the Swiss Alps or anything like that. You know, there's nothing to hide. You're buying. I'm eating and I'm fucking. You know,
I think it's just more the amount of money I have. Like, I don't want to be like, here's my fucking thing.
You don't
and
want
like,
people to know
because it's like, yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's fine.
Isn't that normal though? Like, you don't want people to know your fucking net worth.
Well, I think
it's like embarrassingly high. I mean, like, I don't want to make people feel bad.
I think that financial wellness is as important as physical and emotional wellness, but it's not treated with the same care. Like, it's so normal to like have a therapist or to go
Better
to the
help.
Gym. Yeah, exactly. Or go, get your weight loss prescription. But like, no one is actually taking care of their money, and it causes a lot of fear and pain that you just sort of swallow. And then you're perpetuating that by keeping it secret. Like, actually, as a public figure, if you were open about what you were spending, it would be so powerful and would encourage other people to look at their finances.
You know
too.
What makes me not
if
give
that
a
was
fuck?
My brand.
Like, there's a few things that I really, that's why I'm more about like, if you got it, spend it type of attitude. I've always been that way. First of all, I don't think I have much more time left here. So I really don't care about the future.
You mean on this earth?
And second of all, I have nothing. I have no assets.
How long do you think you have?
I don't really know, but I can't imagine me stay, like, getting
around
to 80.
Leave. Don't leave yet.
But I'm saying, so I'm thinking about that. And I think I don't have any dependents. I have nothing to pay for. I have no one to take care of when I go. So it doesn't, if I go, it's going to go on the ground anyway. No, there's no property. There's no children. There's no businesses.
Don't
I have to pay
say
for.
Charity,
there's
Haley.
Nothing.
Do not say go to charity.
So I think that's why it's not important to me. It's not important to me to like worry about like saving lots of money or like, you know, for the future.
That's how
retirement.
You feel right
like,
now, but you don't know. You could meet someone and want to start a family.
They should have their own money then. Don't touch my shit.
Okay.
No. So that's why I think a lot of people are like, you know,
but you
especially young people,
but you want to buy a
really
house.
Care. I do want to buy it. That's my one goal.
That's my only goal
is to buy a house.
So if you, when, how long till you want to buy it?
You could buy a house in 5 years, 5, 10 years
so
easily.
If it's after the next 7 years, then you should put money into the stock market and grow it for that investment.
Where do you put it?
You put it into the S&P. You buy, take my course and I explain exactly how to do it.
Can I have a discount code?
Of course. I'll make
Free.
One for you. Out and about, and we can do 15%.
Can we give our listeners a code?
So out
all
and
the
about
listeners?
Off all of the courses, 15%.
But I want a bigger discount than them. I told them about it.
I think that you need to invest in yourself if you're going to take it seriously.
Yes, queen.
I understand.
No, I know, but I know what you say. Invest. Like, what physically do I do? Do I go to a bank? I press on the phone?
It literally will. The course is designed so that by the end of the course, you are actually investing.
Is it hard to do, or do I just press something on the phone?
No, it's easy. She showed me.
It's super easy to do it, but it's important for you to understand what you're doing and for you to build a portfolio that aligns with your values.
No, but his question.
So I got to meet someone, meet a lady, and she's going to say, "This, I want to invest in this, this, and this," or I go on my phone and I press the button.
No, it's all your phone. We can do all your phone.
I just transfer money from my bank account into this little thing here, and I'm invested.
We're gonna teach you how to automate it, so you don't have to do shit, honey. Girl. You're gonna just be sitting there, and your money's getting rich, and you're gonna have to pay. You're gonna be putting less money towards your house, but getting more for it. So it's gonna grow.
I don't have a house yet.
But your house, think about it. You're gonna need what? I don't know how much your down payment will be, but you're not gonna have to actually have that full down payment.
Yeah,
you can grow yourself to that down payment.
I want to do that. I want to press that button.
Will you be able to have?
You can't save your way to wealth. You really do have to grow it.
Yeah. Will you be able to
saving
get
your way to wealth is like treading water. So you're not gonna get anywhere.
Will you be able to get the discount code by the time this episode goes live?
Absolutely. So I'll have my team set it up right away, Chief.
So what's the code
They're
gonna be? Tell them now so when they watch this
website
what
and
do
the
you
code.
Want it to be like penis?
Yeah. What do
you want?
Promo code cock.
What do you want our promo code to be, Joey?
Cocaine.
Ma'am like, Mafia? Ma'am?
No,
promo code ma'am.
No, out and about. But how do you do end? That's a tricky one.
Okay, so yeah, let's do
out. And about for 15% off the course?
Yeah.
No, because we don't know if it'll have the ampersand or not. So let's do something else.
What about?
Penis.
Do you want our code to be?
Let's just make it goon. So everyone knows how to spell goon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
goon. 15% off with code goon.
Love it. Everyone follow Mrs. Dow Jones on Instagram and every social platform.
I'm going to post nudes of Pat. You guys DM me. Say, what do you... Tell me what you want to see about these guys. I have direct access. Okay? I can get them to do anything. Mm-hmm.
Love it. Thank you, Haley.
Thank you, Haley.
Thank you, boys.
Stay rich, bitch.
Stay rich, bitch.